not accept this fellow's, I accepted this fellow's resignation this morning. I've been trying to reach Dean, but he's testifying, giving luncheons and so forth.
Yes.
Abba Schwartz. So I want a nice letter, but not a fulsome letter.
All right.
I just want one as quick as I can, just saying, I dated yesterday.
All right, sir.
Just say I just received your note, and this is a reorganization. It's a matter internally at the State Department, and every time we reorganize some, we get opposition to it. I understood the Secretary wanted you to be Special Assistant in charge of refugees. That's one of our most important programs.
Yes.
One of the most urgent things we're doing is refugee, and I thought your experience would fit you. I regret that you're unable to take this important assignment. That say that I have been pleased to work with you in immigration, and I was glad for the first time in 20 years that we got this bill passed. I was glad that I was able to get it passed in my term and
yes.
sign it. Let's,
yes.
let's forget about what Ian Kennedy did, because they never did get out of subcommittee.
No.
But I know that he'll be wherever he's working, he'll be working for this, as will I, and something about like that.
Yes, yes, sir.
Now, the next thing, so get that dated yesterday, and let me get it over to him today, wherever he is. And I don't know how, we just put a line in, just say you communicated to the Secretary. I don't know how, what day I accepted, do you know?
I don't, sir, no.
See what his letter says, and I'd be willing to accept it immediately. I think quicker you get him out.
You have a letter from him over there? I have.
Yeah, I got a letter.
You have the letter
yeah.
there, do you?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll call him. You want me to send it over to you?
Could you do that, sir? I'm not sure. We have it here.
All right. And let's get it to him, though, today. Now, then, I want a special letter drafted to the Prime Minister of Australia. If we haven't already done it, I think we have. I think it's gone out. But another one, being a little profuse, a little effusive, if I need to be, of thanking him for what they've done for these extra troops.
All right, sir.
And I want one addressed to our Ambassador Clark, thanking him, telling him he's done a hell of a good job, but I'm real proud of what the Australians done, so he can go around and brag a little bit.
All right, sir.
And I want to do anything I can, tell our ambassadors to do everything we can in Korea, and the Philippines and Australia to get our men out there, their men ahead of schedule, because we're going to have a hell of a crisis on here in May and June when our bills get up here.
Yes.
And the quicker we get those men out there, the better.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So let's, in writing the Australian, thanking him, let's tell him that we see his schedule and we hope he can beat it if he can. We hope he can expedite it, because the quicker we get him, the better. And say the same thing to the Korean.
Yes, yes.
Get me something to those three people if I need to, the Philippines, Korea, and
all right,
thanking them for the action they're taking and urging them to expedite it every way we can.
All right, sir, I'll get your letters for all.
Now, if there's anything else we ought to do about any other countries coming in and helping us, so we can answer these congressmen and senators that we're really making pleas for everybody, let us know. I guess there's nothing that Humphrey hasn't done and Rusk hasn't done. Lodge wants to see all of them ahead of time, but
yes. I can't.
We can't get anything out of the British, and we can't get anything out of the French, we can't get anything out of Pakistan. I think everybody else helping us. Can New Zealand do a little more?
I
wonder if we shouldn't.
Not. I might talk to Hubert about that.
You might just say, might see if thank them for receiving the Vice President. Say Australia's increased hers, and it'd be very helpful if New Zealand could send some extra people of some kind.
Yeah.
Might just write Holyoke a letter like that. Wouldn't hurt anything, and show that we are urgent.
All right, sir. I want to check. I don't know exactly what the result of Vice President, what his sounding was on it. I'll check with him on that. But we'll get something.
Now, tell Dean I want to talk to him about Palmer, too, this afternoon. I want. I'm getting some negro pressure on Fredericks.
Yes.
And do you know the two men?
Oh, yes, yes, I know them both very well.
What's your judgment?
My judgment is Palmer. Mm. I think Palmer would be absolutely first class in there.
Well, he impressed me, but looks like the Negroes all supporting the other fellow.
They are. Have they opposed Palmer? Is it just
No, they're just supporting the other fellow.
I don't think, you know, he was in Lagos. He did a good job there, and I thought he would be persona grata to them. He's a experienced operator. I think he and Wayne would make a good, Wayne Fredericks make a good team together. It's my own personal reaction.
You think Wayne would stay on?
I am not sure. I, of course, have not talked with him. George, I think, was talking with him this morning. I said George may have a better feel of that. I'll check with George on it.
Okay, I'd be inclined, if George and you and Dean, all of you, are loaded on Palmer, I'd be inclined to announce him pretty soon if we can get on board and we're sure that the Negroes will take him and the Fredericks will go. And if Fredericks could work a while, we might give him a good embassy, and then we might bring in some Negro understudy that ultimately might succeed Palmer.
Yes, we could do something of that kind.
Talk to George and Dean about it, and then tell Dean or George wanted to call me.
All right, I sure will, sir.